Without further ado, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. So, I have a couple things, predictions for this year. Here they are. Prediction number one for 2024, guys, it may get worse before it gets better. I think it is going to get worse this year. What do I mean by that? Interest rates aren't going to change much. Oh, I'm obviously guessing, but they're certainly not going to change enough to make a huge significant. They've tripled. We haven't necessarily seen too many foreclosures yet because of that, statistically speaking, or people having to hand their properties back to the banks. I think this year we will start to see that. So I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. I think there's going to be a lot of turmoil in the market because everyone's going to be waiting for to see what happens in the elections. And across the board, where specifically in America, it's always a very, very, very tumultuous year in America. So I think we're in for a bit of a ride there. And I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if some of your new patients are. I wouldn't be surprised if there's more shopping around. I wouldn't be surprised if there's still quite a large jumping around of staff, which I'll talk about in a moment. But it's going to get worse before it's good. And that's just my feeling. I think it's going to be important to have some cash reserves. What's beautiful thing about chiropractic is most people in chiropractic is very closely associated with stress, right? Now, what many of you might not realize is, I don't know if you know this, but in my industry, when let's call it consulting, I don't know if you know this, but do you know that most consulting businesses grow during crisis? So for in my industry, a crisis is not necessarily a bad thing, but we tripled the business in COVID. We tripled this business in COVID. I have seen the same thing happen in chiropractic, actually. I've seen most of you grew post-COVID and during COVID the minute you can practice because stress levels go up. And I think the ability, if the one thing where I think it's going to get worse that benefits us, let me ask you a question. What is a lot in the news about the NHS at the moment? What is a lot being spoken about? Short or long waiting times? Yeah, the record. So I think people are going to be prepared to go private more than ever before. And I think in your marketing and in just the way, well, by marketing, I mean just the way you speak to people, they'll be like, yep, we're not like the NHS. You can get a point, we'll squeeze you in. We don't have to wait 4 months for that and 3 months for that. I think that works in our favor. And I think it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. It's the narrative that's happening in our customers' minds, which is a concept Dan Kennedy talks about. We need to enter the conversation really happening in most people's minds. So that's number one. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I don't think it'll get better this year. Number two, I think lead quality is going to be affected this year. I don't think necessarily lead flow. I don't necessarily think you're going to get less people opting into your Facebook ads. And I don't necessarily know if cost per leads are going to be decreasing because I think there's going to be more people shopping around. So if you're doing Facebook ads, a lot of them, I think we're probably going to see a bit of a decrease in quality of the leads. I think we noticed that phenomenon with the biggest cities in London and biggest cities in the country where the lead. If you look at the discrepancy between the, because we've got this massive testing ground, right? 100 practices all around the world. We see this consistent pattern where you may have a practice in London that does a Facebook ad and kills it on the Facebook ad, but has such a disproportionately low booking rate. And I think that's the narrative that we're going to see filter through. It's true, right? Helen will tell you this. It's like, our big cities, like our London, people in London, when we had the telephone booking business, by the way, telephone, it was the opposite of most people think. We weren't excited to take on a practice in London. We were like, oh shit, a practice in London. But they had sometimes 10 times the leads. It wasn't that their deal flow was low, it was that their quality was terrible. Terrible. And my practices, like in smaller little country towns, they may not have got as many leads just because of sheer volume, but their booking percentage was disproportionately better. I want to tell you, I have been doing a lot of dating with telephone businesses, specifically in America. There's some the market's just bigger there, right? So I get all this experience, these amazing people. But I had a call with a business in Texas, who I kind of stumbled upon, but they were doing what we were doing. And one of the cadences they have, they work with many industries, not just chiropractic, but they're a big organization, all the telephone people in one room, incredible. And their cadence, and you should write this down, their cadence was two or three calls within the first 15 minutes, and then one call, and they're on the hour every hour for 9 working hours, 9 to 10 working hours. Let me say that again. So their cadence was like about 2 to 3 calls in the first 15 minutes, and then their system would just reload the person every hour on the hour or whatever, every hour for 9 to 10 consecutive hours, working hours. It was a learning for me, right? Because we've done it. And so our cadence was a bit different. It was like 3 or 4 calls in the first day, and then we went to every day. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. Why that's interesting, and Helen will back me up, this is what we've noticed from our stats when we did the telephone business, is the first 48 hours is all that matters. Hey, I mean, it's all that matters. So actually, I learned a lot from the call. I was like, wow, that's interesting. Every hour on every working hour from when you get the lead for 10 hours. Interesting, eh? So it's like, oh, did you phone today? Yes, I phoned once today. Well, in the first 48 hours, it's basically every working hour for the first 2 days, really. So I thought it was really interesting. And they knock it out the park, and they're brilliant what they do. And boy, I was impressed with them. But they're based in the States, right? Okay, for my American docs, if you want to. So lead quality is going to be affected, is my opinion. And even in my own business, I'm really gearing up for that by solidifying the asset. We're really bad at this in chiropractic. I'm going to talk about it in a moment. We're really bad at this in chiropractic. Number three is I think that those that don't dilute are going to win. I'm even trying to embrace that more in my own business. And what I mean by that is, like, the more I just feel that in your messaging, in your marketing, because just the confidence to go, whether you like it or not, the more and more docs, here's what marketers do. Marketers find something that works, and then we fuck it up for everyone. Because we do it so much, and then we mess it up. So there's still a place for all your Facebook ads, your Instagram ads, and your direct-to-appointment ads. But the point in that is that it doesn't really isolate you more. And if you watch what I'm going to do over the next year, we are optimizing for, we are doing both. We're optimizing for appointments, but we're really optimizing for a couple of things. One of them is going to be content. I've been a bit lazy with my video content and et cetera, but I'm having more and more conversations with people that have been consuming my content for, which is what I want you to experience, which I'm going to teach in a moment, which I'm nervous that many of you aren't experiencing. And if you haven't experienced it, you won't ever really understand the joy that's associated with the following sentence. When I jump on a call with a potential customer in this industry, and they look at me and they say, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm on a call with you. I've been listening to all your YouTube videos, I've read all your books, and you've changed my practice before I've met them. How many of you guys think that's an easy sale from them? It's the best thing. It's actually all I ever want to do from now on. I can't explain to you. Now, it's interesting because chiropractors are adverse to selling, yet all we do is sell. None of us are prepared to play that game. And you can all have that, by the way. If you want to sell less, there's no sell. I swear to you, there's no selling needed. Once someone has read three of my books, then devoured my YouTube content, which is not that great. I've got a lot of a way to go to that. But the call goes literally like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm going to call with you. Thank you for making the time to, you're freaking awesome. And where do I sign? Like, that's what I want for you. I want that for you, but that's hard work. And that moves away from the easy wins, which you've been put. And in that comes don't dilute, because if people know a little bit more about you and your content, also don't dilute is the message you are talking about in the practice. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. is that if you are, someone once told me this, someone once asked me, how many complaints are your sales team getting? And I said, oh, no, not many. It's like, there's the problem. It's like, if your sales team aren't getting complaints, they're not selling. If you're not getting people that are leaving you for your message, you're probably not appealing to anyone. You guys with me? There is an apps, it's divide and conquer. It's polarization is something that we are going to struggle with. And I'm including myself in this, by the way. Polarization of the market is something that we're going to battle with. But the biggest, busiest practices on the planet are the ones that polarize the most. I'm going to be honest, it doesn't sit well with any of us, including me. This is the pot calling the kettle black. But polarizing the marketplace, meaning, and we do that in many ways, most great businesses or industries have an arch enemy. Like in this case, it may just be your somewhat outspoken views, as long as you protect yourself. Like on, it could just be big pharma. You don't have to, you're fine if you say, you cover yourself, et cetera. But certainly those that dilute, don't dilute this year, in my opinion, are going to win. Okay. I also think, by the way, that AI may replace appointment bookings by the end of the year. In the circles I'm in, it is spoken about by the smartest minds on the planet. There's a section in our world, especially my world, called appointment setters. In your world, we call them CAs. Okay. We call them CAs. And this is like just from people a million times smarter than me. Everyone's saying that AI is going to replace the booking appointment process. The appointment booking process. We are, Dan and my team are, we've already invested in software that we're going to share with you guys about that, with the software that's a bit of ahead of the curve with this. And there's many people in my industry that have got rid of the entire sales team and they've got appointment setters following up on people. I think it's going to be easier in our industry because most of it, for example, the follow-up, when you get a book buyer or when we get a free download, or when we get someone that engages with a video, I think there's going to be AI that follows up and goes, hey, thanks for grabbing my 93 ways to improve back pain without using drugs and surgeries. What were you struggling with? And that's going to be AI. At the moment, we manually do that. I think that we'd be idiots as a business. We spoke about, myself and Dan, at a big meeting about today. We'd be idiots if we don't invest quite heavily in that as a team. And we certainly are looking at that for ways to serve you guys with that. We've already got software and stuff like that we're working on. And March will already announce some of this for you. And we're looking at bringing, don't hold me to this for March because it's a lot of work, but we're looking at giving you guys access to, if you will, better CRMs that can help you with this process. And then number five is, I think that it's going to be another year of employer's market. Like the employers are, there's going to be another employer's market this year, which means you may have high turnover at the front desk. I certainly don't think we're anywhere near to changing the market in the chiropractic market when it comes to employment. I don't think that's anywhere near changing. But I definitely think from your support staff perspective, I think it may be another year of jumping in and out, etc. I think if I look at your industry, one of the things is our biggest expense is our chiropractors and our technicians, if you will, and that harms us from maintaining and keeping our support staff because our cost of sales is so expensive and that eats up most of the available cash to keep good employers. You guys with me? Now, it's pretty standard that within most of normal salary margins that someone can simply leave their position and get a higher salary. Right? That is very commonplace. It's, when you when you pay attention to some of the stuff, you'll see that there are a lot of coaches out there. When I say coaches, people that coach or content that's directed at employees, that's like that say, why would you not resign? Because you're going to get a 10, 20% pay rise every time you resign. How do I know that? Is because, I employ people in one of the hardest, by the way, agency people or account managers specifically, agency people are amongst nurses and a few other industries, amongst the highest turnover of staff of any industry in the UK. Right? The truth of the matter is, we may hire someone within the industry that starts on very, very little, and they're even on this call. And they don't know anything about marketing, nothing, zero. And we educate them so, yes, but you guys do too, by the way. You educate them so fast and they learn so much that you actually educate them out, unless you can keep up with the salary rises. Now, there's a time and place where you just can't afford to keep people anymore. But I just think we're still in that market for a while, at least another year. I think it might change within a year. But those are my predictions for 2020. Four, okay. Now, if I bounce quickly into 2024 wishes, you'll see how it kind of follows quite nicely. My wishes are really things I just wish you would fucking do. Okay. I just wish you just do it. Like, just I promise, just listen to me. I promise you, I'm optimizing for just about everything on this list is my business. It's like, oh, I can't even tell you how much. Literally everything I'm about to teach you right now is just no different to my own business, right? So a couple of things. Number one is my wishes for you all are to significantly increase your lead generation budget. Significantly increase your lead generation budget. There was a member on this call actually. I took them through an existing member of ours. Expect now, let me qualify this. I want significant increase in lead generation budget, warm lead creation, not acquisition budget. Okay, so what does that mean? That means that you have to be building the asset, because if lead quality is going to go down, I'll just tell you about an incredible marketing campaign that I'm going to teach you all in March. I'm going to include it probably in New Patient Avalanche. But it's something new, which is just mind-boggling for me. I'll tell you it now. But the asset in the business is the pipeline of people that have put up their hand and say they're interested in your product or service. Okay. We as chiropractors glorify the new patient booking. We glorify speed. We glorify lead generation campaign. Like, how many do you book? How many do you book? How many new patients? How many new patients? How many new patients? The faster they book, the lower the quality of the lead. But the reason we're so desperate to book them is we have no follow-up. We don't trust our follow-up, rather. Let me say that. I didn't. When I was in the house, I didn't trust the follow-up. So we have to optimize for the booking. So what, truly speaking now, what budget do we have on this call right now to only the following things? The budget has to exist for only the following things: downloads, checklists, back pain severity scores through questionnaires, free content, books, workshops. That is all lead generation that delivers warm, qualified leads that take time, that take conversation. And even if you don't know how to bring them, even if you don't know how to bring them from inquiry slash opt-in to appointment, my wish for you is that you invest in it anyway. So when I started writing books, I had no idea how to turn a book buyer into a customer. But I did it anyway. I did it anyway. Like, oh, well, Ryan, well, who cares if we got, like, here's a great one. We were like, oh, it didn't really work. We had like, 47 people come to the talk and only five converted. First of all, that's your closure rate. But actually, you know what? I'm fine with that, because it means you've got, of course, we want higher close rates, but then we've got, hopefully, we've got, which comes to my next point, we've got emails going out, we've got, I write them for you, we've got newsletters going out, I do them for you, we've got content going out. I pretty much do the content for you. Can you just repurpose the newsletter for your blog posts and your posts on social media? It's beautiful content. But it's an interesting space because chiropractors don't like to sell, yet they're not prepared to do not prepared to do any marketing that decreases selling. None. It's like, well, how many, like Orion, even as an agency trying to convince a client to not generate new patients, just so impatient. Guys, my metrics, yes, we have booking metrics, we have book buyers, we have downloads. You can ask Helen, we have downloads with it. Now, here's what's interesting. Direct mail, I knew it was gonna happen. I just had two calls with coaches in America, specifically in the chiropractic space. And they're like, oh, people are killing it with direct mail. I'm like, I never stopped. I never stopped, you know? Like, people are killing it with direct mail. Slight nuance between my US docs on this call. It's easier to do direct mail in some ways in the US. More advanced options from printing houses, more competition, which decreases the cost per piece. But I'm getting postcards out in certain areas of the US for like 50, 60 cents. 60 cents a postcard, and like a little bit more here. But are you prepared to invest it? Now, take notes on this. This is sexy, and I'm going to teach it in more detail. So, if I'm looking for people that are interested in my service, and I want to find, and I want to embrace that, please, the conversation will win this year. Conversation will win this year. Conversation, conversation. How can you just embrace the conversation a little bit more? And he has an interesting campaign we've just stumbled across. You guys know QR code, yes? QR code, QR code. So now what you can do is, how many people have done a scratch card campaign? Okay. You change it up a little bit, right? So imagine this campaign, which is possible. We're just testing this in my own business in a few, but it's, the software is just new. It's incredible. So we send a postcard out, and it's like, scan to see if you what which one of the three prizes you won in the practice, a free adjustment, a this, and you can still segment that. You can still send the free adjustments to our high spenders. But what used to happen is if someone scans a QR code, they go to a landing page. Everyone's put their thumbs up if you're with me. But you couldn't see who scanned it. You could only see who opted in. Raise your hand if you're still with me. Now I can see who scanned it. Think about that for a second. Just let that sink in for a second. That means, hey, do you scan this to see if you qualify for a free appointment or back check or whatever? So let's say, like, hey, have you been naughty or nice? Okay, so, oh, Valentine's Day. Scan the QR code to see if you qualify for this or whatever it is, or the free Valentine's gift, or scan this QR code if you'd like to see the special. You can refer to friends and family. Used to only see if they went to the landing page, they had to opt in, right? So here we go. Significant increase. If you do not have a budget right now to build the asset, please don't come crying to me when your conversions are plummeting. Like, Ryan, the quality's terrible. The telephone conversions are plummeting. Ryan, the show up rate's plummeting. Your chiropractic associates' conversions are dropping. Don't come cry to me if in all this time we've been working together, you are not building some type of asset of people that are interested in your service, people that are there. So think about this campaign for a second. I'm going to teach it in detail. I'm so excited about it. I can't even believe you can do this. You can send 10,000 postcards out, mailers out, etc., and you can see who even scans the QR code without opting in. How many of you guys think that's incredible? It's freaking incredible. So here's what you can do. Let's say you send to your entire database and you'd be like, see if you've won. Or here's another thing. You can actually really do this campaign well. You can invite people to health classes, guys. You can also invite people to existing customers, by the way, which I'm going to get to in a moment. You can invite the entire database to a patient appreciation event, or inactive customers and active customers to a health class, educational event, a juicing class. And we can now see who even, and like scan this to look at the agenda. Scan this to see what you can see who scanned it, not opt in. So now we can, they don't know this, they haven't opted into. We can even see who is interested in the health class. You guys with me, yes? Hi, that is freaking incredible, right? It doesn't cost anything extra. And it gets the minute they scan it, you get pinged straight to an Excel spreadsheet. You'd be like, I sent 700 postcards inviting people to the patient appreciation event. And I can see that 250 people scanned it and only 47 opted in. We used to only be able to see the 47 that opted in. Now I can see that 200 that scanned it. Now, guess what? Follow up. My team can, you can schedule texts and emails potentially just to the people that scanned it. And you can have phone calls just to the people that scanned it. You guys with me? Incredible. It's incredible. I can't even believe it's possible. It's incredible. Right. So, your return on investment of direct mail has just gone through the roof because you can now see who even scans the QR code, and now we can follow up. Absolutely phenomenal. Okay. Number two, I think that my wish list for you is careful consideration of onboarding of new customers. And I could actually add there a new staff. Careful consideration of onboarding of new customers and new staff. Dan Kennedy calls it the selling after the sale. It's a well-trodden path in chiropractic. It's the thing that used to be, especially in the consulting groups, it used to be absolutely foregone conclusion that everyone did a mandatory health class, that everyone had terms of acceptance, that everyone table talk. I think perhaps I might be to blame with some of this, with increased ability to acquire customers. And teaching people to do this. In the beginning of my career, 90% of people came to me to help with new patients. For a lot of people, we've solved that problem. So they've got lazy with this part because, hey, there'll always be another one. I don't remember, I really don't see quality of new patients getting better with more marketing. I see the potential quality of new patients going down. So these two things, if you're not investing, it's like, I want, it's so funny. I don't want to sell and whatever, but you're not prepared to do the thing that puts the most incredible conversations you could ever have in your life, which is, you know, I doubt. So, for example, I downloaded 27 ways to decrease back pain. I scanned the postcard to come to a free back pain health class. I clicked on the email that invited me to the class. Hey, Mary, I'm just reaching out. I see that you've engaged with some of our content about the back class. What's going on? You know, I've had it for ages, whatever. I wasn't sure. I've heard the chiropractors, et cetera. Oh, really? Well, why don't you come to a complimentary conversation, catch up with the doc? We normally do this Tuesdays. There's 20 minutes. There's no obligation. Come have a conversation with them and see if we can help you. Actually, oh, that might work for me. I know that half of you just vomited in your mouth a little bit. No, I don't want to do it. That's what it's gonna take, bro. That's what I do in my business. It's like, hey, I noticed you've engaged with some of my stuff. How's it going? We reach out with an email, and then I can't tell you in this industry, and you're gonna have it in if you the best. I'm gonna show it to you. I'm gonna show it to you. Because I don't think you believe me. I really have to be. I'm going to show it to you. It's unbelievable when I get a message like, which you will get this in your own business. If you reach out, this is the type of messages I get from people. Now, they didn't send me this message. They sent me this message after the fact, but I reached out to get this message. So, my sales team noticed they engaged with content, etc. They sent them a message and went, hey, here's the exact email. Thanks for downloading my Cairo cash flow calculator. I hope this is useful. I can see that you've also read some of my books. My sales team does this. They responded with, hey, Ryan, thank you for your message. I found a lot more enjoyment in my practice since reading your Conversion Alchemy book. You've really changed the game for me. 2024 is a big year, and I've purchased my own practice. My biggest challenge will be to adjust the mindset of abundance rather than scarcity. Now, that's how many of you guys think that's a hot lead? Hello? Oh, I don't have to do any selling. You guys with me? Yes? I'm not doing, I've already added value, I've already content, but the conversation comes off that message only, they didn't voluntarily give me that information. You guys with me? Yes? They downloaded my stuff, read my book. There's two pieces there. They read my book, didn't respond to any follow-up. They then downloaded cash flow calculator. Then we reached out and they responded with that pre-sold. That's what it's going to take. It's not going to be the download. It's going to be the download and the fact that they scanned the postcard for the, and you don't have to do any of this. If you want to continue to get shit quality new patients, that's just keep on going straight to appointment. You don't have to do any of this, by the way. But we're the funniest industry in the world. We don't like selling, yet we're not prepared to do anything that decreases the selling. We have to sell hard because we speed up the process. Now, there's a, of course, we have direct to appointment because the opposite could be true. The patient that Googles you and is in pain, of course, and then opts in straight away is, of course, I mean, they're in need, right? So of course, but that's few and far between. That doesn't happen every day. And the market's only the market. We've only got about 10,000 people around us, or whatever it is, 20,000 people around us. So of the 20,000 people, how many are in pain right now that happen to search you and opt in? Amazing. Nirvana. Woohoo. We don't have global businesses. But if we want to produce our own quality of patients, let's say of the 20,000 people around a practice that are in pain right now, 500. Of that, 5 might search you this week. But of the 20,000, there's 5,000 that have back pain that are interested in a service that may be enticed to engage with your content if you show up enough in their face. Give me a thumbs up if you understand that. I want you to know the 5,000. I want you to know the 5,000. How do you know who they are? Find out. You're going to have to fish. You're going to have to send them direct mailers. You're going to have to do, you're going to have to put the content out. You're going to have to get them to put up their hand. And if you play that game, you're going to have a lot more fun in business, right? Next. So now, point number 2 is careful consideration of the onboarding process. So the sale after the sale needs to be carefully thought about again. And I taught this aggressively at the last mastermind. If you missed it, you missed arguably the best content I've ever created for this retention piece. Of which a book is being created, my last book, if you will, of my sequence. I've got a book on, just to my point. I've got a book on new patients, I've got a book on conversions, and I need a book on retention. So I'm going to create a book. People say, well, what should I call my book? I'm like, I normally reply with which one? Which book? The book on back pain, the book on neck pain, the book on headaches and migraines, the book on, like, which book? You know, same difference. So this process here, the careful consideration of onboarding, if you're going to keep people, which I think is going to be more important than ever, has to be embraced and fallen in love with again. And it's going to come down to mandatory processes. Write that down. I just never seen anyone do it, not making it mandatory. So what's a mandatory? So I don't know how you do it if you're an associate-based business. It may not be the class. I will say that nothing will replace the class, though. And all the online people are talking about the trend that's shifting. Everyone tried to make money online only. I've had people come to me for advice on how to start a coaching business by not having any live events. And I've been like, good luck. They're like, yeah, but they cost a shitload. I'm like, good luck. Good luck with that. Like, good luck trying to create a consulting business. Not even live events, but Ryan, the event costs 50 grand. I'm like, I know, bro. I'm like, good luck with that. It's the same. I don't know how you do it without the live events, which is either the monthly live health class or the monthly or the patient appreciation event. If you don't, actually, this point was initially written as create a culture of showing up. Create a culture of showing up. Please write that down. If you say to me, but Ryan, we did the juicing class and no one came, that's the problem. It's not the juicing class. It's that the fact that you don't have any culture of showing up. I have members within our inner circle group. They have 60 people that come every month to the health class, the cancer health class, the ADHD health class, the juicing health class. And they give everyone gets fed at the class. They pay for the meal. That's right, invest down. But like, oh, but Ryan, how do we work out the return investment? You can't. You can't. But I will tell you, if you're not doing it, don't come cry to me when you say, but the quality is down, the conversions are down, but you're not doing anything to increase the quality of the patient coming through. And or I've been talking to so many of you about downloads for years. For years. Years and years and years, right? No matter what, at any time my business, there's so I just Cairo Cashflow Calculator. It's just a PD, it's just an Excel every single day. Every single day, Cairo Cashflow Calculator. Every single month, 50, 60, 100 people download some of my content. Now I'm building an asset. You guys with me, yes? I'm building an asset. That's my email list. My email list gets stronger and stronger and stronger. My sales team having more fun and more fun and more fun, because now they get to reach out to someone who's downloaded a book or bought a book, downloaded content, downloaded this, and they're like, this is manna from heaven. This is awesome. Like, there's people that are actually telling you and consuming your content. All I have to do is reach out to them and ask them how it's going. And they go, yeah. Anyway, you get to live the same journey, but you don't have to do it, but that's you get to live the same journey. So I do think that some of you that are brave enough, and I'm going to preach about this until I get someone to crack here in the UK, is mandatory health classes have got to become a thing again. They just do. They just do. And then you're like, well, no one's showing up. That's you, not the class. Now, only caveat is this. If you're an associate-based business, I don't know how to crack that nut, Andy and Pete and Cindy. It's like, I genuinely never got to, I never cracked that nut. That's for you to go, shit. Like, how do we create that environment where we're able to do that? But you can do this. Next, terms of acceptance. Everyone of you should immediately bring in terms of acceptance. So when you take on a new patient, you've got things that people have to sign anyway that I'm just going to forget what it's called now. Compliance, when people give you permission, the word. Yes, consent. So they have to sign consent stuff anyway, so you can wrap it up in that. You're like, hey, we just got some T's and C's signed for consent and terms of acceptance. And I did cover this in the things in terms of acceptance that you should be have you should think about having. There are things like schedule, the reinforcing schedule. Doc recommended this. How we work here, we book those out ahead of time. We also are really big on keeping you on schedule. So if you can't make an appointment that week, we make sure we reschedule it in the same week. A cancellation policy is this. We also just patient education. So one of the things we're big on in this class is our Get Better, Faster Results health class. It's mandatory for every one of our new patients to go through that. We do that on every second Tuesday evening, and or every second every Wednesday lunch, every second Tuesday evening. And we book that now. And Doc knows that the people that go to that get the best results, that lasts the longest, and they tell more people about him, which is how we grow. He knows that the people that go to the class get the best results, and that's why we made it mandatory for people to go through that, because we want you to get the results that you paid for. Does that sound fair? Awesome. Let's book that in. So we book that in at the same time. We go through the process. We go through the scheduling. We go through the cancellation policy. We go through healing. CAs do this, by the way. Healing works in rhythms. We go through the fact that every progress exam, we get you to the progress exam. We go through the process. We go through anything we want to reinforce. We go through another point is referral seed in that. We go through in the terms of acceptance that, hey, one of the things we know here is that when people get better, the last thing we want is them to be benefiting. When you go under chiropractic care, it's like we take the brain fog away. People think clear. People get better Great. People just have better lives. And the last thing we want is for you the only for you the only for you to be the only person in your household to be benefiting from chiropractic care. That's why in this office we do free family checks within the first month of your care. So referral seed. Right? Ah, that's good. That's awesome. So that's term seven. And then most importantly, they what do they do? Put their John Hancock on it. They sign that baby. You're like, hey, just sign, yeah. And then you put all the other stuff that we have to do, consent. We also consent to this. What's an open plan adjustment area? If you need us to be private, please you just speak to doctor and then, and go through the process. So I do think those are significant concepts within a business that we need to talk about is significant increase in lead generation and building our pipeline. The thing is, the reason that it's so the first one, the reason the first one is so absent in the chiropractic practice is because you don't have to try and keep salespeople busy. Your salesperson, you can artificially inject with a little bit of endorphin, dopamine rush, by putting a new patient in front of them. When you have a traditional business where you have to create leads for the salesperson to follow up on, you will quickly learn this skill. You will quickly learn this skill because a salesperson will come to you and go, where do you expect me to get new customers from, Ryan? From where? From how? Where are the leads? Where's the list? Where are the back pain reports? Where are the people that did the free sciatica severity pain score? Where, like, who do you want me? Where do you want me? Do you want me just to like click my finger? Where do you want me to get these new customers from? That's the conversations I have with the sales team. They're like, where are the leads, bro? Now that's a healthy conversation to be having. It's like it's our job to create that pipeline. Give me a thumbs up if you're with me. Okay, cool. So we got significant, but it's not going to be free, guys. So you need to go, okay, we understand we need to invest in this, and we need to invest in this, right? But it needs to work. It needs to, we need to build that pipeline, and you need to work with your team and your sales team and your CAs to follow up. And that's a process and that's difficult, but things that are worthwhile are difficult. Things that are worthwhile are difficult. It's like, oh, but it's a lot of effort. I know that's why it's worth the juice is worth the squeeze, though. Not in number, but in quality. Okay. Then careful consideration of onboarding process. I think I've made my point here, but we can't be the work. We can't. The attitude is let's get you adjusted and see how it goes. That has to be flipped on its head. Big time. That has to be flipped on its head big time. And that's the culture of the whole business. We book out ahead of time. Everyone, we try to get people to pay in advance. We get people to show up to health classes. We get people to sign thing. And you will lose people. Let me say that again. You will lose people. But you know why you won't have any fear? Because you have a pipeline. That's when you lose the fear. And then you start practicing, you're running the business. You don't bend the knee. Or we all bend the knee a bit, right? But we run the business, we start running the business like we with people that are prepared to go through our model. And that's just fun. Everything about it's fun. Everything about it is fun. Okay. That's what I want more for you guys. Point number three is significant increase in budget to nurture existing customers. Significant increase in budget to nurture existing patients. And the first three on this page require investment. And you're going to think I'm contradicting myself, but for 99.9999% of you, your investment in these three is so abysmally poor that a significant increase for you is 100 quid because you're not doing any budget. There's like, it's not like £5 a day. Facebook, £5 a day on just lead gen, £10 a day on lead gen. Like these are type of numbers we're talking about. It's like, what's the downloads budget per day? Doesn't matter if we're doing a campaign or not forever. Like what's that budget? Careful consideration of onboarding, that's just training. And then, and time investment in some of the factors that are required to do that. And number three, significant increase in budget to nurture the existing. So, Really, you will have the practice of your dreams if you can. And it was actually, sorry, it was actually this point that was initially written as develop a show up culture. If you have a show up culture, you're gonna have so much fun. What does that mean? Is who are people showing up to your patient appreciation events? Do people show up to the juicing health class? Be the leader. Like, well, that the problem is no one shows, right? We've got some work to do. We've got a long, hard look in the mirror as a team, and we've got to go, right, we've got to bring back the healing here. There's so many factors about a chiropractic practice that resemble a church, by the way. Gathering of people that believe in something. A gathering of people that believe in something. So many factors are similar. Believe me. Okay. Like-minded people that are prepared to show up and be in the process. So number one is please write it down. You should get back to your events, and you can't quantify the return on them. So significant investment and time should be placed on getting people to show up to a juice class. Why, Ryan? Because the retention of that person goes through the roof when they show up to the juice class. And I want you to trust me 100%. I want you to go boom shaka. They showed up. Lovely. Retention goes up. Oh, it's a waste of time, you know, whatever. Like, okay, you don't have to do it, but if you want to deal with assholes your whole life, then don't do it. But if you want to deal with people that like are awesome, they talk our language. I mean, and passion, and you guys, some of you are so passionate about certain things. I mean, look, Dr. Bruce Hilligan and Holly, you know, like. They're the amazing chiropractic practice, amazing chiropractor, Dr. Bruce. But both of them are super passionate about diets and paleo and non-grains diets and some incredible things. And I've learned last time I went to a rugby game with Bruce, I learned more about that stuff than anything. Was like, this is, and even my, so my mother-in-law goes to Dr. Holly and Dr. Bruce practice, and incredible results. No one could help her with the problem she had, and she went through CBP, and it's incredible the results. But she's changed her diet because of what Bruce tells her every session. She's bought a she's never exercised really. She's bought a seated spin bike thing, you know, like when you sit there at the desk and you can cycle. She never done that. I myself and Natalie couldn't get the change. Dr. Bruce says buy a spin bike, she buys it. But that's the part we get to play in our and like she's changed certain things about her diet, and she's exercising 10 two sessions of 10 to 15 minutes every single day on the thing. I mean, that's how you guys think that's pretty cool, right? But it's and she's religious with her adjustments, never misses. But that's what we're trying to create. Okay, I'm going to brag about one or two members here. Events. There are members in the UK that get 100 people to show up to their patient appreciation events every single year, and they're relatively small practices. If you can't get people to show up, it's an indictment on us as the leader. It's on us. It's like, I'm not preaching enough. I'm not talking enough. I'm not dragging people enough. I'm not telling them the juicing's enough. I'm not telling them about omega-3s enough. I'm not telling them about this and enough. People will show. Write this down. People will pay to watch a burning fire. People will pay to watch a burning fire. You have to be the burning fire, though. People will pay to watch a burning fire. People do pay to watch a burning fire. It's called Burns Night. People pay. So, newsletters. Again, I get so excited when I see some of you embracing this. You're like, cool. And significant increase in budget when it comes to keeping existing customers. That means, please write this down, you have to invest in environment penetration. You have to invest in environment penetration. How are you penetrating the environment? How are you showing up on their kitchen fridge? Where? How? It's going to take investment, but I don't want to spend the money on the newsletter, right? Guys, it's like £1 a flipping newsletter. for a customer that pays you 30 every time they come. And I know you're going to say, oh, but there's so many expenses, Ryan. I know that. But these three, you think about the conversation we're having here. Most people are not prepared to have any significant investment in lead generation. They want new patients, not leads. Most people are not prepared to have any time and training investment in mandatory processes, the sale after the sale. And then most people are not prepared to invest significant amounts more to keep customers engaged or environment penetration through events, post, emails, expected gifts and unexpected gifts, and appreciation events. And I think I say this was initially written as have a show of culture. We have to embrace this. Now, I once taught a program called Expert Accelerator, Expert Business Accelerator during COVID. So many people wanted to make money online. I taught it and it sold so well. And then when everyone finished, they were like, they just realized that was their chiropractic practice I was talking about. I was like, I know. But like there, I promise you there, if you model what I do, I did exactly what I'm doing in this business, which is another multi-seven-figure business from scratch, multi-seven figures. I did exactly this that I did in the previous business. I sent postcards. I sent newsletters to the customers as well as the staff, right? I sent regular emails. I sent gifts. We had roses on Valentine's Day, and we had all sorts of things. One of my US customers now on Thanksgiving, I spent about $1,000 on organic pumpkin pies on one day. I can't get most chiropractors to spend $1,000 in a year for gifts for customers. They just did $1,000, something like $1,000 just on the organic pumpkin pies. And they're a 2 million plus a year practice. And some of you are going, oh, but of course they're 2 million, Ryan. Of course they do that. No, they do that to get to 2 million. Not because they're 2 million, right? Now, I know what most people are thinking here is like, oh, that sounds like more spend and more spend and more spend. But I'm going to say it's in spend that's important for us going forward, right? So, significant increase in budget to nurture your existing customers. And you're going to find out what that is. Now, you can be clever with this. I truly believe if you're a place that can crack the following, this is all you need. If you can actually be a place, I mean, one of the practices that I work with, I just 60 to 100 people every single month for their health class. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. There's spread for them, there's a talk for them, there's a juice class. It's outrageous. They don't have to do anything else. Every class, they also get new patients and the best type of new patients. Again, we have to find a way for our associate-based practices to at least live this way. Now, associate-based practices specifically, by the way, a lot of this work could be done by the associate. That means you need to train them on it, but certainly increase your expectations for them. So this call is recorded. I wouldn't go too far by retyping these slides and making this your own next training program. You guys with me, yes? I wouldn't go too far from just repurposing this as your next training program. Like, this is it for you. Done. You go, guys, this is what we have to work on. I believe we have to work on this. I believe we have to work on this. I believe we have to work on this. Now, when I talk about significant increase in budget to nurture existing customers, I often tell the story, and I'm sure you're all bored of the story, but I'm going to tell it again. When my brother, who's has just he's going to open his he's opens his own brand new practice now in the next few months. It's really exciting for him. And he but as an associate, he did all of this himself, eh? Like he's, we all have a favorite patient. I always tell the story about how for his favorite patient's 50th birthday, he bought him a wetsuit because he was getting into long distance swimming and stuff. My brother's done Ironmans and stuff. And I was like, can you imagine you walk in the chiropractor hands you a wetsuit for your 50th birthday? Are you ever seeing another chiropractor for the rest of your life? No freaking way. But you don't have to do that. Giselle, my sister-in-law, and my brother during COVID, they went and delivered to their top 20 to 50 patients food. Organic. She made a whole bunch of like raw tarts and things like that with cacao and avocado, and she went and delivered that thing. Now, you don't have to. I know my brother's exceptional at this stuff, and it comes naturally to him. He genuinely gets a kick out of it. They're the most generous people I know. From that perspective, that give the shirt off the back, and it doesn't come naturally to all of us. But the flip side of that is, you should expect your associates to write birthday cards. You should, and we've got to be careful that we don't enable our team. I'll tell you a true story. I took my entire team for Christmas. We didn't post it, I didn't think about it, but we took my entire team to Gordon Ramsay's Lucky Cat in Mayfair. Has anyone been? Listen, put it on your list. Lucky Cat, Mayfair, Gordon Ramsay. Outrageous. Outrageous, outrageous, outrageous. Right? The bill for my team of, I think, 12 or 13, shame Helen was stuck on the highway and had to turn around. She had a crash. So close your ears now. But my bill for one night for a team of 13 was $3,000. $3,000, right? $3,000 for the meal, like little tapas plates. $3,000, right? For the whole process. But I'll tell you experience. Almost every single team member in my team sent me a message thanking me. One didn't. I'm disappointed in them. I'm disappointed in them. I'm not going to live in a culture again where people don't appreciate what they get. And it's my fault if I don't call them on it. So I'm like, hey, punk, you don't send me a thank you. You don't send me a thank you message for your age. You don't send me a thank you message for your dinner. You're gonna buck up. I don't want to be in a culture like that anymore. True story. I don't want to work with people like that. You guys with me? Yes. I don't want to work with people like that. It's like if you're not prepared to thank me for the two and a half, $3,000 I spent on one night, you look like you had a lot of fun that night, but you don't. It's rude. You guys understand? It's rude. But it's our fault if we don't call people on it. It's like, hey, punk, that cost me money, man. Like, listen, in this culture, we say thank you. True story. That's what I had to deal with this week. In this culture, we say thank you. I have worked in a team where everyone took me for granted, but the people I flew over and all that. So I am doing it again. It ate away at my soul. But Natalie always said, it's your fault, Ryan. It's your fault. She's right. Because we just go, oh. Yeah, like people send me messages like, oh. Helen has been in, like, worked with many, many people. Molly worked with many, many people. Like, we actually, for all the girls, we got them. So this is, and on top of that, for all the girls in my business, I bought them a spa day at Nirvana Spa. It's 100 quid each, right? It's not like, they all went there, spent all there, and all of them sent me a message straight away. They're like, oh my God, thank you so much. That's so cool. That's all I need. I'm like, I'm very simple to please. A little tap on the bum and said, good job. Not from you guys, from my wife. But you guys get it. It's like, hey, there is reciprocity, but you need to, it's up to you. So same as your team. Why am I telling that story is that you get what you tolerate. But if they don't know the why behind it, you're going to have a tough time. And I think one of the things we got from Sarah Willingham, do you guys enjoy Sarah Willingham? The last event, she was great, eh? One of the things was like understanding the why. It's like the why is important for team members. The why is I don't want to work with a bunch of assholes that don't thank me for stuff. So I'm sorry, if you don't take for granted, like you're not the right place. We want manners here, right? So I was bummed with the person that didn't thank me. Like I was bummed and I told them, right? Next, point number three. And I've been through the whole process of, oh, you should give and not expect and all that. But like, no, actually, like, it's just rude. Just rude. There's no other way to put it. So point number three, my wish list for you is if you do the first three, you invest in lead generation, warm leads, identifying warm leads. Then you invest in this process of controlling the sale after the sale. Then you actually put a budget aside and say, fuck this. We're going to get people. We're going to make the class cool. We're going to put on a show. We're going to give them food. We're going to bribe them with food because that works, by the way, and drinks. And we're going to get people to show up. If you do those three, You're going to have a killer year, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have a absolutely fucking killer year. Mark my words. And you're going to have fun doing it. Then, it's actually point number four here. Pots. My wish for you guys is, of course, you should know your accounts. Of course, you should have a clean P&L by the 10th of every single month is my advice for you. I think pots is, if I had to just click my fingers, you do the first three, and everyone then has different bank accounts for the following things at least. You need a current account, which and a certain level of working capital in that at all times. It doesn't drop below a certain level. You need a savings account. So you want to get money out of the current. You don't want all the money in one account. That's the recipe for disaster. Because you know what happens then? Money has the natural ability to disappear. It is unbelievable. How many of you, has anyone ever inherited, like, I'm talking small money here, like 10, 20, 30 grand, like something like, and then you're like, where the fuck did it go? Like, what the hell? It's unbelievable. Nat and I always talk about this. It's just unbelievable. If you do not get it out of the count, if you do not get it out of the way, you will fuck it up. Because we are money spending machines. And if we do not act like we're broke, we will spend every cent. So how do you act like you broke? You get to get that shit out of the current account. So one account, then you have a certain level, you put into a savings account. Next, you should all have a corporation tax account. Next, you should all have a personal savings tax account. Minimum. Here's what I do. I look at what was your personal tax last year. If it was 20 grand, let's call it round numbers. If it was 24 grand personal tax last year, you put 2 grand in a month this year. You just guess. I just want it out. I just want it in the pot. I don't want it in the same account. I will never be able to describe to you all the peace you get from seeing an account full of money that's not yours. I swear, it's uncanny seeing an account there like 47 grand. None of that's mine. Awesome. Another account, 72 grand. None of that's mine. Amazing. I cannot describe to you the peace you get from that process. You know, it's a fairly new process for me, right? And then savings and current accounts, you put across there, but at least have those pots. Give me a thumbs up if you guys understand. At least have those pots, right? Okay. Then we have two more. Okay. Number four is I need you to control and monitor your labor costs, not all costs. Some of you are so petrified to spend a grand on marketing, but we'll hire three people next month. 6 grand, bro. At least 2, 3 grand each. And that shit comes with PAYE and insurance. And like, you're so petrified to spend money on pretty much anything, but you'll hire people left, right, and center. And the biggest expense in a business is labor. So you do need to know what your labor is every single month. I'll talk about there's some brilliant business owners in my across this, phenomenal business owners. So control and monitor labor costs is going to be the most important thing you do, especially for those of you on the call right now that are in growth phases. This is tough. This is where growth kills. Growth in a growth year, you'll often make no extra profit. Raise your hand if you've experienced that before. Yeah, in a growth year, you'll often experience no extra profit. Why? Because growth kills. To keep up with demand, you often have to hire staff, right? So that is the biggest expense in our business. So your labor costs need to be carefully monitored. I'm not telling you that there is a specific, there's no real blueprint for you. Especially if you're an associate-based business, you need to put your associates in cost of sales. And I want you to really get used to that. It's like, what was our actual labor cost last month? And you need to look at your associate base. How much did you pay the associates? What was your revenue? How much you pay the rest of the staff? And you'll start seeing some trends, you know? But I promise you, if those of you that want to make more money, that is the single biggest line on your P&L that's costing you the most money. It's not your marketing. It's not the fucking newsletters. It's not the pumpkin pies. It's not the food for the health class. It's not the postal campaign that costs 2 grand. It's the staff members that you guys are hiring left, right, and center, which might be appropriate hires, but certainly need to be monitored. Give me a thumbs up. Okay, good. And the last one is show up to all my masterminds. I think I was watching one of my coaches recently, and they were talking about environmental win this year, especially if it's a rocky year. I can't tell you, like, I'm planning to spend a bit more time in the States this year. We're actually pulling up the kids out of school 25th of Jan, and we're going to Orlando for 5 nights and Sarasota for 2 weeks, just because we wanted to. And so we're pulling them out and we're going to spend some time, and I've had enough of the weather, if I'm honest. so we're going to pull them out, and we're going to spend some time in Florida now, end of Jan. And I can't wait to be more stateside because of so many other events now. So many other events I can attend for what I do that are outside of my industry, by the way, not in chiropractic, because I get to learn, I get to grow, and I can take one thing back. But that's my resolution this year, is to go back a little bit more back to my learning phases, a little bit more to my student phases. I just need the environment more than I need the content. I need the environment more than I need the content. And I really, really mean this for you guys. If you show up to 3 live masterminds a year, I promise you, your business and your life and the people around you will change. Fundamentally, you change as a person. I really, 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 and my biggest wish for you all is to bring your entire team to July Mastermind. I mean, obviously the March Mastermind is important for you and a significant other, but it's probably the first mastermind that I'm telling you that there'll be such a significant shift in your business. I'm flying 3 people across from the States. There's more announcements coming. If you want your team to be infused with philosophy, infused with some of the processes we're talking about now, infused with telephone sequences, infused with sales sequences, infused with how to run a business, and you're going to hear somebody else say it for you so that I can be bad cop. I don't mind being bad cop, by the way, but sometimes you need a bad cop, right? So it's not just you seem like a crazy person teaching these things, but that would be my wish list. I'm going to run through the entire thing very quickly for you guys, just for a quick recap, and then we'll call it, and then we'll take any questions you want. But first thing, and make it worse before it's get better. I think it's going to be a rocky year. Lead quality is probably going to be affected this year, is my guess. Those that don't dilute are going to win. Those that go harder on the preaching, harder on what we do, harder on being anti-establishment at times are going to win. It's counterintuitive, guys. I promise you. AI may replace appointment setting by the end of the year. That's the talk. Everyone's saying it's soon, it's soon, it's soon. All the people that know are talking about this is going to change the game. You are an idiot if you don't. Now, I'm not expecting you don't go into this. I will go into it for you. But I may be wrong, by the way, but I think by the end of the year, I think they're going to be practices booking patients through AI. Another year of employers markets is my guess, okay? Wish list, significant increase in lead generation for warm customers, new postcards to get people to come to the health class, flyers and leaflets to get people to come to the thing, free downloads, books, etc. Careful consideration of onboarding process. That's you thinking about the sale after the sale. You change your mind. Everyone has to change their mind. The sale is not the sale. The sale only starts once the sale is made. That means even if they bought the 36 care plan, now the sale starts. That's table talk, which I gave you guys like a whole bunch of table talks at the last mastermind. That's onboarding calls. That's touch points. That's classes. That's the regular monthly class, which maybe that's the thing you do instead of the mandatory health class. If you can't pull off a mandatory health class, you've got to get them to show somehow. You've got to force them to go through your process somehow. And you can bribe them with food and alcohol and drinks and smoothies and guest speakers, but you've got to go through the process. It's not dissimilar to my process. I know you get better results when you come to the thing. I know you stay longer when you come to the thing, which helps me get you better results and gives you peace of mind and got all this amazing stuff we're going to impart on you and new things. It's the same in my business, okay? And then in terms of acceptance, those of you that don't currently have a term of acceptance, it's the quickest, easiest thing for you. You could have this done by lunchtime tomorrow. Significant increase in budget to nurture existing customers. What is your budget for the roses over Valentine's? What is your budget for your newsletters for the year? How many people are you prepared to send to every single month for inactive and active customers? What's your budget to drive people to the monthly health class? What's your budget and how much are you prepared to spend to get 100 people? Dad and I had this conversation today. How much are we prepared to spend to get a customer to show up to a thing? $1,000, $2,000 to get one customer to show up to one thing as a loss leader? How much are you prepared to spend to get an existing customer to show up to your patient appreciation event? You have to have that conversation. How much are we prepared to spend to get them to show up? Not like, oh, we're not prepared to spend. They must, no, they're not showing up because you're not spending. It might be time, by the way. I'm not just talking about money. Next, pots for bank accounts is going to be important when you start making. You need some money set aside this year, is my belief. Or, and by the way, I don't mean from a fearful perspective. I think you need some money from a perspective of if you are looking to invest and diversify, you need, if I had a If I ever wanted a couple's mill in the bank to look at opportunities, it's in the next 2 years. Was it 1.6 million people have come to the end of their mortgages this year or whatever it is? Wow, there's a shit ton of people that are not going to be able to pay their mortgage in the next month, the next year. Believe me, there's going to be a shit ton of people that can't pay their mortgages. I just told you that building, hey, in LA, first time we've ever seen it. And that's got to do with a couple of things. It's got to do with COVID. And LA, everyone's leaving LA. But bought at 285 million and sold at 150 million 10 years after they bought it, by the way. Brutal. Brutal. Do you know the reverberation of just that one building across like the fear that, oh, that's brutal. People, I promise you, people pulled out of sales of commercial properties just based on that one, that one deal. Okay. Control and monitor labor costs. You've got to know what it is exactly, not and as a percentage of your revenue, and you can track that monthly, and then show up to all masterminds. We'll go back to point number four is I also want you to know your associates, what you paid them in proportion to what they brought in. That is what you need to know. I paid them $4,000 last month and they only brought in six. Ooh, we're in trouble. But that one, that's the biggest expense in your businesses. If we could shave all of your cost of sales down by 10%, for most of you, it's like a doubling of profit. You know how hard it is to double profit? I promise you, if there were now the labor market in the chiropractic space dictates what we have to pay people to a certain extent. Some of you have got lazy and just paid everyone 50 to 60%. Most of you can get a can double your profit margins. Where's Dr. Sawyer? I have Dr. Charles on here. We had this interesting conversation right about one of your Hoovers, I can't remember, well, about just amazing money that some associates are making. The associate game's got very little to do with percentage. Now you have to educate your customer, your associates towards this. It's got almost nothing to do with percentage. I made more money than every single associate I've ever met on 30%, right? It's got to do eat what you kill, see more people, keep them for longer. But if you could shave your what you pay your percentages to associates down by 10%, what I think is fair, any associate that's getting more than 50 or 40% is the luckiest mother in the world. Is lucky mother trucker. So my if you could just shave that down with all of your double your profit. You got most of you double your profits by shaving the cost of sales down by 10%, you'll double profits. That's it's like a disproportionate amount of increase. That's it. That's my predictions and my wish list for you for 2024. How many guys enjoyed that session? Awesome. If you do that, you're going to have an awesome year. You're going to. But I promise you, half of you are not going to do anything I just said because it takes faith. Like, I can't root, but I can't see the newsletters working, Ryan. I know, trust me, they're working. But Ryan, like, only four people showed up to health class. That's a you problem, not a health class problem. That's the problem. When no one shows to the health class, that's the problem. That's an oh shit moment for you all. It's an oh shit moment. It's like, fuck, No one's showing to the health class. We don't have a culture here. We're not leaders here. We're not providing a place where people are on fire. That can be done through clever marketing, paying on pain, bribing them with food. Get them in the room just to bond with you, just to be around your team, just to show up. I promise you, their lifetime value went through the roof. Their potentials referring went through the roof. Your team grows when you show up together as as an environment and you hustle and you get the whole thing. It's going to be hard, but so that's why I said none of the things I put forward, my wish list wasn't easy shit. It was like, if you do it, you're going to have a killer year.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like what you heard, please do us a big favor and head across to our podcast platform at DC Practice Growth Podcast and give us a follow, a review, and a share if you know anyone else that could benefit from this content. And if there's anything else you'd like to find out about how to grow your practice and impact more lives, head across to dcpracticegrowth.com where you can find out all about our latest content, books, and upcoming events. See you soon.